Taking special precautions can help you prevent some of the injuries associated with hand tools. There are several things that you should remember. To keep tools from falling off elevated platforms and scaffolds, you should tie off your tools and containers to secure them. Use sheaths and holsters for carrying sharp tools. When you're using cutting tools, cut in a direction that is away from your body. Sharpen tools so they require less force and perform the way you expect. Do not use any tools that have loose heads, chipped tips, or damaged handles that may have splinters, burrs, cracks, or splits. Mark any worn, damaged, or defective tools and store them in a secure place, marking out of service on the container so that others do not attempt to use the tool. Finally, and most importantly, use the right tool for the job. For example, don't use a knife as a screwdriver or a screwdriver as a pry bar. If you're unsure of the correct precautions in a certain situation, it's your responsibility to get the information you need. Get help from others, check the manufacturer's instructions in the owner's manual, or search online for more information. When working with any tool, you should always wear the proper personal protective equipment, or PPE, to protect your eyes, face, hands, feet, and other body parts. Hearing and/or respiratory protection are also necessary in some situations. For some tool categories in this course, we highlight PPE that should be worn, but keep in mind that some type of PPE is necessary when using any tool. If you're not sure how to best protect yourself while using a certain tool, ask a safety professional.